Hey guys, what is up? And for this episode, we are reacting to Trash Tuesday's podcast, and they had Trish Paytas on. So, and the dislike to like ratio seems to be awesome. So let's get into it. Okay.
Flappers Burbank tomorrow night. The 10 p.m. show still has tickets.
Okay, so they're starting with tour dates, so let's just skip that. I don't know if you guys like that or not, but if you do, you can just watch it on Trash Tuesday's podcast in YouTube channel. Okay, but it looks like it's not that long, so let's just skip ahead to ...58 seconds. Okay.
Stolen and ripped as a meme everywhere.
Okay, she's just talking about a shirt right now. So
I have taken back the night and put it on t-shirts. You can get them at anyone.com.
Okay, now it's officially started. And for the when I first read their podcast title, I honest to God thought it was Trish Tuesday, not Trash Tuesday.
This is actually my first boyfriend I've lived with, period. So it's like the first guy that like wanted to move.
I think that is true because I don't think she lived with Jason.
I mean, period. So I knew it was meant to be because no one ever lived with anyone.
Oh my god. My boyfriend, I mean, it was like we started dating the month before the pandemic.
Why do I like this podcast so much? Trisha is always introducing me to new things, which I love.
So I was trying to get him not to move in. He kept bringing like his PlayStation, like things that were like plugged in. I'm like, why is this plugged in? And then I was like, the minute the pandemic hit,
I had to drink something.
If you leave, I'll die. Like, yeah. I have to stay. And I always tell him, I'm like, I know what you mean, but I'm like, I would have dumped you. I would have broken up with him. Yeah, and it wasn't in a healthy way. Yeah.
No, but I think it's almost like he was forced to prove himself very fast. Yeah. And he did. And
but
he went beyond.
I didn't want to say I love you till the pandemic was over because I was like scared it was just like pandemic. But then I liked him.
If you see them quiet throughout this podcast, it's because I actually really like it. Like, really. So if I'm quiet, you know why now.
You thought I was like jinx you or what?
Yeah, I don't know. I just got like scared.
I've never been scared of saying I love you
either. In fact, right away.
Never said it to me.
Starting with Dave, like I had to in my head like the first 2 months be like, don't say it out loud. Let him say it first. Like I had to keep it.
It's always so awkward too when you are feeling the love feelings for someone because for me, I say I love you to like the bank teller and stuff. So I'm saying like I love you to everyone. I'm like I love you, and then I'm like skipping everything.
How did you guys say I love you to your partner?
Are you asking her in Hebrew? What is it?
Any of habit.
Oh, you know it. Yeah.
Any of habit. I always say that to him. I was like, I love you.
Do you remember when you guys first exchanged I love yous with your partners?
I don't even know if Moses says I love you. He grew up like not saying I love you to people. Like, he doesn't say I love you, but he's very like loving and does so much for me. So I don't really care. I say I love you all the time. I don't even know if he's ever said it. Like, I'm trying to think of this. I'm sure he has, but he just never says it. And people always call it out on videos too. Like she always says I love you to him and never says it back, which it bothered me at first, but now like,
that might not be his love language.
He doesn't express it verbally, but just like actually.
Yeah. He's super like everything else. Acts of service, cuddly, touchy, like all that stuff like that. But like he just never says I love you to anyone like him.
What's yours? What's your love language?
I really want acts of service. And I think we all know that. Mm-hmm. I just want to be like fed.
But what do you settle for? Availability. Anytime, not quality time, just anytime.
Quantity time?
Quality time.
Yeah.
Which I don't get a lot of because Bobby has a very, I think it's called like dismissive avoidant kind of personality.
Yeah. What is that?
It's basically exactly how it sounds. It's like, he has very few really deep relationships. He's in one with me, but still he's very incapable of really like showing it in like a sincere way. I can't really explain
Was he enmeshed with his mom? Was his mom like overbearing or his dad or something?
No, but very abusive childhood. So yeah, problems or feelings are very like, we don't do that. Yeah. You know?
I feel like I sense that in him, and every time I see him, the way I show him I respect him is I just like barely speak to him.
Like, and that's honestly, that's the best thing to do to him. Like,
well, I try to fix him. I'm like, Bobby, let's sit down. You gotta just have a little more self-confidence. Yesterday, I was like, I asked him if he wanted me to watch his set and give him notes, and he was like, God, no. And I was like, oh.
This podcast is actually funny.
Okay.
God, no.
Trish, you're really familiar with the comedy community.
That last podcast was all bleeped out. And then I saw your guys' podcast, like, what was bleeped out? I was like, oh, my God.
That was the funniest shit. I was in tears when you just, the shock on Bobby's face when you were just, like, just throwing names out there was the best thing I've ever heard.
Well, to know about the comedy community and not, like, have to work with them is, like, such an amazing, beautiful thing.
I know. We were, like, all at home cheering you on.
Oh, my gosh, really? Because I wondered that when you guys asked me on, and I was like, I know you guys are all connected to it. So I was like, I wonder how that is, because you have to be on, like, good terms, and obviously people probably, like, hate me and, like, with some bitch, you know?
We should just bleep out what we say back to her. If we give a, like, blur out, or do we give a thumbs up or a thumbs down?
Everything was bleeped last time, which is fine.
Do you remember, like, 11 years ago, we met twice? Do you know this?
We should be doing a newlywed game with you guys.
I know, for real.
I didn't even know what that
is. Or you just, like, ask questions, like, do you remember?
Yeah.
Too young for the newlywed. Nick and Jessica? She said she was old and was...
Oh, my God. Wait, are you guys older than me or not older than
me? Yes,
really?
Yeah, but at least 5 years.
Oh, okay. Are we the same age? Are you 88?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So we're like literally, what is your sign?
Pisces.
Okay. I thought we were like so similar because when you were saying like acts of service and when you're moving right away, I was like, oh my God, are you a Taurus too?
I thought you were yield. That's what I was getting.
Yield.
We're both from Illinois, which I just realized. Yeah. From there too. I didn't know that.
Yeah. I'm from like Rockford in Northern Illinois.
I'm from Chicago suburbs.
What's my name?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. We're really on NSYNC today.
The oldies are wearing sweatpants.
I love it. Just like, ugh. You guys look comfy, though. I got it.
What do you remember of meeting me? Should you go first? Because I don't want to embarrass myself.
Okay, wait. We met twice. Okay, wait. No, this does sound so familiar. Because you met once definitely at the comedy store.
Yes, yeah.
You were with that, like, really old guy. Oh, you were, like, the little kid. And I thought you were like actually a child, and I was like, why is she in here?
Oh my God, she's talking about Don Barris.
Yeah,
I'm glad she wasn't talking about Dave or something. I got like so worried.
Oh, yeah. I was like,
old. Young looking.
Oh, okay, yeah, I just remember, and it was like up in the upstairs room, and it was like really, really late. I'm not even sure why I was there. Was I like in the audience? Like, I don't know even how we met.
You were there. You were there with your mom, and I don't remember much. Like, it's very blurry, but I just remember you were there, and everyone loved you and thought you were so fun and exciting. And I can't remember if I already knew of you before or if this was, like, the first time, but you definitely, like, seemed very special, and, like, you and your mom were super fun. But I remember being in the downstairs room.
Oh, okay.
So maybe, but that makes sense. Maybe you watched it upstairs, like, you were floating around.
Yeah.
And then the other memory I have was... This is so random. I have such a clear picture of it, but I don't remember where it was, but it was at an audition. I don't know for what.
Yeah.
Way out somewhere like in, somewhere way far out in the valley.
We were auditioning to play their mothers.
Yeah. It was definitely like a super shady audition, like off casting website.
Yeah, like all the casting.
Yeah. Yeah. But I just remember being like, oh, that's a girl again. And then I found you online somehow and started following you.
No, like, same. I remember seeing you on Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. And I was just like, oh my God, like she really crushed it. I just remember, like, I thought you were this little kid and you were going up there playing this little kid thing. And I was like, why is this little kid with this old man in the comedy store? Like, it was just so weird. And I remember you, then you put it up on stage, like you were even more like a little kid. And I was just like, this is so. And then I saw you, like, oh, she's like on everything. Like, it was really crazy.
Yeah. Well, I wonder if, like, I saw you and just was like, oh my God, like Pam Anderson, like all my, like, blonde. Like queen vibes
one,
and that's why I like
really
stuck out.
Yeah,
you are very much Esther's type.
Yeah.
But also, like, honestly, your hair, your makeup, I'm probably gonna come next week dressed like you. It's gonna be so weird. I'm not gonna quite pull it off. But
you need my silver.
Oh yeah, I want to see her.
Oops. I started to feel weird with them, and I, actually, the truth is, as soon as I had them on, I woke up from surgery. I hated them. I was like, oh my God, this was a mistake. Because I have sort of like a and I love my body, but it is sort of this like boyish body. And it's always worked out with the clothes, with the style that I go for. When I got boobs, I couldn't, I had to change my whole style.
God, I have to say, this podcast is really funny. Like, extremely. And sometimes serious, but really funny. Sorry, I had to drink something. Yeah, really funny. Like, oh my God.
This type of girl that I just didn't vibe with. Also, I started to feel sick. I started having like heart palpitations, stuff like that. So I was like, 2 years in, I was like, out to go.
Was it because you were so hot in the mirror? You're like,
oh. Oh my God. Wait, so yeah, did you have the illness, breast implant illness? Like,
well, you know how that's like all right now, like anecdotal. Like, I think I did, but Esther saw them.
Yeah, I think when I first met you, you had
Did you grab them immediately?
I think I did. Oh yeah, I pulled you in the bathroom as you can see.
You didn't put me in the bathroom at all. There was no bathroom scene. You were in public. There were people in the room.
Oh.
And
yeah. Did you flash them like all out?
Well, Esther does this thing where she'll flash hers first.
Oh.
So hopefully you do the same, but I didn't bite.
I think Esther and I pulled like one of each tit.
Well, when
out
I
at the
met
same
Annie,
time.
I knew of her, so I knew I was like, I'm just gonna pull her shirt down.
I love that.
I pulled hers up, she pulled mine down.
I love flashing people too, but like now it's like you can't do that. Like I was flashing people and they're like, no, you can't do that anymore. I was like, really? Like I always think it's so fun, but I guess people 2021.
Well,
so.
I feel bad when I was in high school I used to do it to people. We would like flash people and then you get stuck in a red light. Or like,
why is this podcast so funny?
I wish we could just like, I mean, do you still do it? I mean, I wish we could just still do it.
I always did it. And then when I started dating the guy I'm with now, he was like, I don't think you should keep doing that.
Well, I thought my boobs were like so little that it was like, not. I was like, it's like a Polish boy or whatever. But I saw there were like guy friends I had where I'd flash them and I'd watch like our relationship change in like a split second. Like they'd be like, whoa. And I was like, oh no.
It turned them off?
Yeah. No, it turned them on. And then it was like so bonery. Just like, gross.
Funny boobs to me aren't like super erotic. I like looking at them, but they're not like an erotic thing. That's why I like always didn't mind flashing them. I think they're funny.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, I think they're funny.
Yeah, I think they're cute.
I was thinking today on the ride over, that's so weird we're talking about this. Like, if you guys, like, if we were men, right, and like born men, we took a, and would you just be
do not assume anything of me?
I know, I was like, born, I was like, I don't know what, but would you be topless all the time? Would you be like, without a shirt?
No, because my nipples are so sensitive. The thought of like the wind against them makes me like scared.
Is it really? I just feel like you have like hairy nipples and you're someone that don't want to know.
I have
you, like,
super hairy nipples.
No, I have hairy nipples.
Hairy?
I have hair on my nipples. Oh. Coarse ones that I
this
have to
is one of those
out sad monthly.
Moments.
Do you really like, not have that?
No. I mean, I have my nipples are fucked. I'm not going to lie. They're like stitched. I like to flash right now. They're stitched. They're scars. It's fucked. But I've never had hair there. I guess we all have our things. Mine are like scarred. Mine's like literally one's up here and one's down here. For real.
Wait, why? Do you have fake boobs?
Yeah, I had fake boobs. I had like 3 lifts. I've gotten 3 different implants. Yeah, my boobs were fucked. Like the first time I had my boobs, like they were uneven. One was like D cup, one was like A cup. Like they were just really
when
yeah.
you were the ones you were born with?
Yeah, they were so, one was like literally a D cup in like middle school, and one was like a B cup. So they were like super, and they were really floppy. They pointed down, nipples huge. I used to have the biggest nipples. So I got those cut down. Like, so now they're just really like messed up. Although I still think they're funny to like flash or whatever. But
yeah.
I've never had the hair, but maybe because I've had implants for so long, maybe the hair just
maybe
like,
that's what they took out, the part of the nipple they took out.
That
the
could
hair
be. I don't have any sensitivity. You could like squeeze them, and I cannot feel them. Yeah. So I'm the opposite.
Esther's seen some things happen in that very chair.
Oh, really?
She re-pierced her nipple in front of me. It was horrible.
I had put these hoops in my nipple holes and some white stuff in.
And I smelled them, and Esther was upset.
It was actually
that.
Honestly the best episode ever.
Yeah. So that's why we gave her a little bell. We gave her a bell. If it's too much for her, she rings her bell.
I love that too.
I'm louder than the bell, though, so I don't care.
Wait, since you're veering towards sexual, I have a question you don't have to answer, but I feel like the way Moses looks at you and treats you, I'm like, what is their sex life like? Like they must be so. It must be so fucking good. Like, are you allowed to say?
Yeah. I mean, that's nothing bad. I love talking about sex. I mean, I always. It's so funny. No, we used to be like banging all the time, but like this is like I was telling you, like my first relationship where I like live with someone. So I feel like the sex goes down way more. Not as. I mean, we still like do like twice a day, but like when we first met, like quarantine. I feel like that's not a lot anymore. I feel bad. We do it at night before bed and morning when we wake up. And I feel like there should be more spontaneous sex. It's literally like, all right, don't want like, to fuck, you know? I feel like, and then in the morning, okay, they're hard to fuck. And then that's it. And then I'm like, we should probably do it. We should be so spontaneous. And we used to do it all the time. But I think that comes from like when you live with somebody, you just know it's there. As opposed to when I didn't live with him, I was like,
you want to like get them with your pussy kind of.
Yeah.
Like,
right.
Yeah, you're like, it's like for another thing. Yeah. I want to go, Todd and I were talking about, I want to go to, we want to do like tantra weekends and different like weird sex.
Uh-huh. I know tantra sex, but what is a tantra weekend?
They have like weekends where you go with your person and they have different like stuff. I mean, I don't know.
Are you looking for a person?
With a little bit of a bigger finger than that, I hope.
Yeah, your fingers are so tiny. Oh my gosh.
So little. They're going to go in Kalila at some point.
She's coming with me, bitch.
Those are fingers.
2 times a day?
Yes. Is this a lot or a little?
It's a lot.
It's a lot.
Yeah. Okay. Really?
It's good. Well, that's healthy, though.
New.
It's good.
It has only been a year.
So it's like super hot still?
Yeah. Oh my God. Well, and the thing is, too, we have like fun things at our house. So we have like little like wedges and stuff. That's like our favorite thing to stack up because he's like an architect, so he builds furniture. So he like stacks up these wedges. So my body will be like in a Z. So it's like really fun because we're trying to have a baby. So we're trying to like push all the like semen down. So I'll be like in a Z position so it can flow down. And it's so fun. So it's like a jackhammer. Oh my God. Like this, and it's just like jackhammer like that, but my head's upside down, so it's like a rush to the head.
So
like,
does he wake you up, or does he wake up before you and you just hear like him building? Like,
nighttime, I usually come upstairs from like watching TV and I'll see like the blocks rearranged in a different position every night, and then the morning just like stick it in. I love like when guys just stick it in like while I'm sleeping. Like we used to do it all the time, like in the middle of the night, like just stick it in. Like I love getting woken up by like.
I've had to tell my boyfriend that too. I'm like, listen, you have my consent. You can just bang you when I'm asleep.
Yeah, not to sound like crusty, but I don't. It's not that easy to just slip it in.
Wait. Yeah, they shove it in.
I'm with you.
Shove it.
Yeah, I like to shove it. Like I like it when it's dry.
Mine is dry
you
as
like
a bone.
It when it's dry?
Yeah, it's
like
the initial. Yeah, it gets the best.
Oh my God, my dog has those balls.
Uh-oh.
Hello, how are his balls? Did you keep them?
You got 1.5 balls, by the way. Like one's big, one's normal size.
Oh my God, it's like your butt boobs. Well, let me ask Esther, I'm giving them to you, so what do you think I should do?
I think that keep them in the formalin, but you're going to dispose of them because just generally it's going to get
I'll
gross.
Probably just show them on the podcast.
You okay. Can.
Why don't you think on it?
Yeah, I'm going to think on it. I can I think on it? Who? I got $20 million for a Netflix deal? No.
I can confirm.
Yeah, no, you're on my podcast right now. Because, well, one, you're on my podcast, and I did. You just didn't hear because you were talking so much.
Oh my God.
I've never met a person who could chat me out.
Out chat
me out. Ew, that did sound dirty. Okay, thank you so much. No, I don't have that deal either. You're just making me sound so poor. Yes, I would love a thumbs up, a like, subscribe.
Sub, please.
You really use it.
We're renaming it to Randy's Balls. The podcast.
We'll give you five star for five star.
All right, thank you. Thanks, Dr. Dean.
Bye.
Bye.
Why don't you have a dog?
I did have a dog.
Yeah, she did.
I gave it to my sister. Yeah. Freaking my ex gave it to me for a vlog. He's like, here's a dog. And I've never owned a dog in my life. And I lived in a little apartment. And I was like, what? How? I didn't know how to take care of him. Like, I just fed him all through the night because he kept crying and then he kept pooping. And it was crazy. He got him from like the side of the road from one of those like fake breeders, you know, whatever. Because it's like, it's a Pomeranian, then turned into like this American Eskimo or whatever. It's a big dog. We still have him. He comes for visitations on the weekends. I just cannot take care of animals. I'm like, I used to be scared of dogs. Now I like love him, but my sister thankfully took him. But I remember he gave him to me in a video, and I was like, I don't want to take care of a dog. I've never taken care of a dog in my life.
I feel like that's the worst gift you could possibly give.
Or a turtle, because turtles live so long.
Yeah, but
turtles will outlive you. Like, yes, that's yes. And you can't cuddle it.
Mm-hmm. Or right. Birds are a real big one.
Birds.
Because yeah. Birds are very, like a bird. Like a
meanest present.
Well, my fiance had a bird with his ex. So when you bring up birds, I'm just like, disgusted.
Do you guys still have it? Is it joint custody?
No.
I stand.
It died. Esther, they did have joint custody. It died, and Esther's there. Esther's like,
birds are loud.
I lost custody to a son, Conyer.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
With your ex?
His name was Rasta. Oh, yeah, and then when my ex moved to Texas, he named him because he was Panamanian.
Oh,
mm-hmm. So he moved to Texas. He took Rasta, and I was heartbroken because I bought Rasta after I won $1,000 on the slot machine in Vegas.
Ooh.
And I bonded with him.
Were
and
you
I...
wearing that hat? Yeah, like slot machine hat
with my cup. But yeah, I did lose a parrot to an ex. Breaks my heart every day.
You had Bobby and a parrot.
Too much.
It would be too much.
Too much.
Yes. Sorry, I'm just commenting on this podcast because it's actually really good. This podcast is surprisingly. Hilarious. Exclamation point. Comment. Yeah. Sorry. Sorry, I just had to comment something because it's really good.
Break your heart.
Do you have animals here?
Oh, yeah.
You do? Why have I never seen them? Usually people have dogs, the dogs are everywhere, you know?
In fact, I have, so this downstairs area is a place where my fosters live. I foster dogs a lot. And we have a really big Dogo Argentino in the next room.
Oh. I will let you know, she did pee on the floor.
She did?
Yeah.
Esther when? Obviously pissed on the floor.
No, I think
the
dog.
I saw her
do it. So summer's coming, and I have to know.
Okay, so it's just right now they're doing, I guess, sponsors. So I'm gonna just skip this part. And it's over.
So Trish, tell me if this is too much of a question to answer. But we live in the proximity of your ex.
Oh,
which is so scary. Every time you come here, I had Moses drop me off. I'm like, just go as fast as you can. I don't want him to think we're like, because people thought I was like stalking it. Like, I don't care about him, but yeah, yes.
But I mean, when I say proximity, right?
Like, you're right across.
Yeah. But so, like, does that, like, do you hate coming here?
I don't hate it. It's just like, I know how he is. He called me this year. He still thinks I'm obsessed with him. So it's like weird. I'm like engaged and moved on. And like,
this,
yeah, he so like well. Called me. He's like, call me, it's blank, and then he had like a red heart, and I was like, oh, like I have no interest. I just like blasted him on my podcast, like, why would I ever call you? You're the worst. So in his head, he thinks I'm still like obsessed with him. It's so weird. He tells people like, I'll just call her, all this will be over. I was like, oh, like I do not care. So I don't care. I just know in his head, he's probably like, oh my god, she's so obsessed with me, like driving past my house or something. It is weird because I didn't know, because he used to live a little further down. I didn't know he was like right here.
Yeah,
he must have moved here like after we broke.
After you did Tiger Belly.
Yes, and he's like right there. I had no idea. I was like, oh man. You ever see him?
I do.
Are you friendly with him?
I'm neutral to neighbors.
Yeah.
I'm very like, I never say hi first. I'm not very neighborly that in that way. I'm never like, hey, how's it going?
It's
my name
so
is so
better.
And so.
To be like that,
yeah.
I've always fucked that up.
Neutral
knows.
Is the way to go
neutral.
Because you don't want to invite any type of relationship, so it's kind of like, you know, this is me, it's my face with my hat, just like this, and then I move on.
That's good. And do you do that for what? For just so you don't want to like, because you don't want to talk to them, or you just don't want them to like ask for anything, or like,
there's no sugar over here.
Yeah, it's good to be that way. I want to be that way. I'm overtly nice, but do you do it like just be like, don't hit on me, like what is it like?
Okay so this is gonna sound really fucked up, but since I moved in this neighborhood, it's a lot more like affluent. I don't feel a connection to the people around me because they're older, they're, I don't know,
is that why you're dressing like them?
Oh my god,
it's like I'm my own gardener. This is my gardening attire. But I felt more neighborly when I was like living in the hood,
yeah,
because, you know, like nobody cares there, like you could light up firecrackers. No one complains about your dog barking. Over here, everything's a problem.
Yeah.
Really?
So this is why, like, I'm very like, ugh, I fucking hate my neighbors. Because it's like every tiny thing. You have a box outside your door that's been there for more than 8 hours. Please collect it.
Whoa.
Or if you don't get your trash bins up your driveway the same hour that it gets collected, you'll get a text from a neighbor.
Wait, I'm actually jealous. I feel like I need that kind of, like,
we can do a home switch, please.
You have a life coach?
But your neighborhood's not like that. Well, you live in, a hipper neighborhood.
Do you know your neighbors?
I do. My poor neighbor that was too nice to me, she's like a high-level agent at ICM. And every time there's like something wrong in the neighborhood, I'm like, is everything okay? Like when there's an earthquake, I text her. And she's so nice to me, and I just feel so bad. I've like totally abused the relationship.
Are you friends with her, or you just text her when there's problem?
Just when there's a problem.
Trauma bonding, yeah.
You can get the Ring app. It'll tell you when like things happen. Do you have that? Like where it'll tell you like things in the neighborhood. Do, yeah. But they'll be like, there's a helicopter. Does anyone know what happened? It's like the same thing. And I'm always like, yeah. What? It's like,
oh, a suspicious person.
Yeah, right.
Well, the neighborhood
I'm the suspicious person
I know,
here.
They report you.
Yeah.
No, it's always, there's so many dumpster fires. I'm like, I'm so flattered. You noticed?
You guys should do a swap. All you guys should swap with each other's boyfriend, like a wife swap. You remember that show where you would like swap? That'd be such a good.
Because Dave would fall in love with Delilah and he'd never leave. Yeah. And Bobby would be banging to get away from
Dave. Him. Would be able to sleep in, right?
Yeah.
What else would he? What perks? But then you know what? I think that there are perks about you too that you might be able to offer Bobby.
What?
Nice. Real tits.
No, I think that you know how you like to be.
To me at all.
You like to be a separate room,
yes.
In a way. He would love that.
We would just sit silently in other rooms, and we'd actually be very happily married.
How would you get popcorn though? I can't imagine Bobby making popcorn.
That's the easiest thing to make. If all he had to do was do popcorn, he would choose Esther
not
over
the
me.
Way Esther wants it.
Well, yeah, it has to be made on the stove.
Oh.
The okay.
Yeah.
Is he acts of service, Bobby?
Towards me?
Yeah.
Or he's acts of service. I think his love language is acts of service.
Oh, okay. So
yeah.
He would go and do stuff and make popcorn.
Oh, no, he would want acts of service for me.
Well, do you think that's from an Asian mother?
Oh, yeah.
You think that's because he had an Asian mother?
I don't fucking know. I don't know who, you know, I love his mom, but I don't think that's who he raised, who raised him. Because she's a lovely lady, and I refuse to believe
that she's in charge.
She's in charge because something got wrong. Something happened there.
If you guys got my boyfriend, your guys would be so upset with what the demand that you had hired after having my sweet Todd.
Todd is a great guy.
Like an angel.
Oh, yeah. Really?
He is my Asian mother. Like, he does everything for me. He's such a sweet man.
That's so cool. So are you guys like opposites in that sense? Are you more like, because you're like the artist, the creative, like star? And what does he do anything creatively?
He's an editor, but he's very talented. He's got a very good eye, and he's become very successful over the pandemic. And he knows, like, he is totally okay with like sitting back and like, he can help me with it. Like, it's just, it's really perfect. I'm just gonna do it. So weird.
I want to ask you guys something. What are your thoughts on that kid, Ollie London? The kid who, so he's a white guy. I'm not sure if he's a YouTuber. I don't know what he does, but he's an influencer, right? But I think he paid about $150,000 in like cosmetic surgery, and now he claims to be Korean.
Oh my God.
I'm jealous. He did it before me. I mean,
so he's transracial, like, what Rachel Dolezal claims to be.
Oh my God.
So yeah, see, that's him now.
Look, like,
I'm sorry, but I feel like I'm actually in the podcast, which I love. Anyway.
He looks like Kesha. He's like,
yeah, he looks
whiter than ever.
Yeah.
He looks so white.
What are the rules with this? Is this allowed?
I honestly don't know. Because have you watched a Rachel Dolezal documentary?
Yeah,
And please stand by for our sponsors, okay? And we're back. And we are going to finish the podcast and we're just going to finish the podcast, okay?
The pronouns are there, but he's using core and Ian with a slash in between as if it's a separate type of like transracial pronoun.
Oh, yeah.
So he's being his own thing?
Wait, can you be transracial? Is that a real thing?
Well, he's claiming, you know, like, the Rachel Dolezals claim that. Like, there's a white guy in Florida who also claims to be Filipino. But his excuse was he was raised by them, and it was that's a community he was surrounded by, so it makes sense. Him, on the other hand, just has a fascination and an obsession for BTS.
Okay. I don't agree with his decision, because shoot, I could do that, because I have fascination with Japanese people. You don't see me doing that. Oh my god.
I feel like
just
my culture. That's my home country. That's exactly how I look now.
Oh my god.
And I also identify as Jimin, that's my career name. But not only that, I know it's a little bit confusing for some people. Nobody's ever come out as Jimin or Korean, but this is something that you guys know. If you follow my journey for the last 8 years, I've really struggled with identity issues, with who I am.
I have a
wow.
Really unpopular opinion. I probably agree with you on
that. I feel like I do too. Yeah. I decide that you're fine with it.
But I'm also not. It's not my place to say it's okay because I'm not Korean. But I Same. Also am like, can't we just? It's not bad, right? It's not evil or hateful.
I just feel like
I also agree with that, but it's disrespectful.
I just honestly feel like it's not my business to yeah. tell someone what they.
Yes.
And like be or want to be, and it's like if he's willing to do all this stuff, I think maybe it's offensive to like. I just don't care. I don't mean it in like a shitty way, but it's like it's just so.
We need to call a Korean in Korea.
I feel like I kind of. It's so interesting because I feel like I kind of get the same hate as this, but it's interesting. So like I'm currently in conversion classes, so like you can convert to being a religion, so it's kind of like the same thing. Mm-hmm. Although I get hate for that, like it's totally normal, and like I'm going through a rabbi and stuff like that to convert, and then I'll be Jewish, mm-hmm. and then it's totally cool. People get so mad at me whenever I do try and like speak Hebrew, or if I wear like a high or like sorry, yeah. like, people get this, like they get so like, just because you're dating, because I've always dated Jewish men, because I'm similar to that, like I just like the culture, yeah. and I don't have culture, so like I like it, and then I don't know, but people find it offensive. They find everything offensive. I don't know.
Yeah, I just feel like that is true. Everyone's like finding everything offensive anyway. Yeah. It's like kind of not. I mean, he is out there like showing this as so like wanting it to be other people's business, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, Kyle, you're Asian. Where are you at?
I can't speak for the Korean people, but how I felt about the white guy in Florida who was Filipino, I'm more like, you know.
Welcome.
Yeah, yeah. It was more like. I guess, but also like, I don't know. I don't know
why.
Where I stand on this. I'm really, but here's where, this is why there's a part of me that sort of feels for him. Because when I was in high school, I was a straight up Chola. You know, I had such an identity crisis because of coming from a different country and then like kind of sort of being rejected by the Filipinos that were already here because I was a fob, like fresh off the boat. But Latinos, they took me in like their own. They're like, oh, we don't care. You know, you look ish, you know,
yeah.
ish. Yeah, come to our quinceañeras. Like it was full acceptance. And I really, really like leaned into that. Like I speak Spanish, you know, I know every single Spanish musician or Mexican. Like I'm a complete package. I'm a complete like Latinx package.
Yeah.
but I would never reject the fact that
I'm Filipino.
Yeah. Like, yeah, my mom is Filipino, but yeah.
I think Jewish is an interesting one. Like going back to what you were saying. Sorry, did I cut you off?
No, you didn't.
Oh, do we do that? Apologize when we cut off. I owe you guys a lot of apologies. Oh shit! Wow, guys. Wow.
The Jewish thing is really tricky because I dealt with this growing up because I'm half. So my dad is completely Jewish. My mom is not at all. She's Finnish and like Christian or whatever. And I always felt like the Jewish people would say, you're not really Jewish, your mom wasn't Jewish. But then the non-Jewish people would say, well, you're Jewish. Like, you're not Christian, you're Jewish. And so I always felt like no one accepted me. And then I, like, as like when I became an adult, I just, like, sort of decided, I'm Jewish. Like, leave me alone. Like, it shows up on my 23andMe, which is also weird. It's like, you can convert, but also... It's on 23andMe. Like, who's more Jewish, me or you? Like, I don't know.
Right.
I'm just surprised
you are.
because I like converted because the mom has to be Jewish. Like if you want to enroll your kid in like Hebrew school, like the mom has to be Jewish. The one like we know someone like enrolling their kid in Hebrew school and the mom has to be Jewish. So that's why I'm like I'm converting so I can be Jewish. It's because it is so I've learned that too. Like the mom has to be the Jewish to consider yourself Jewish. I don't know.
Yeah, my dad's side's my Jewish side specifically.
Oh really?
But on my like 23andMe, I'm like 20% Ashkenazi. But we were brought up Quaker. Our whole neighborhood was Jewish. We were not. Everyone was like, when we had our big 13th birthday party, they're like, nice try. Not about mitzvah.
My gut on this is that it feels wrong.
But he's not. What okay, feels here's wrong, the thing. He was pretending he was born. Like, if he was pretending he was born Korean and trying to just, like, play it off, I think that would be, like, because that's what Rachel Dolezal did. Right? She was, like, getting tanned. She was getting her and doing all this stuff. And she never said I was born white or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I think that was like the big insult to people, right?
Mm-hmm.
Less than her being like, I identify as black, which I think people still have a problem with.
Well, to take on, like, you're not just taking on a look. You're taking on a full history of people that are
Yes. Yes.
Ignore it. Mm-hmm. So you do have to consider that, like, what a privilege.
Yeah, so you're just being disrespectful. I'm sorry. I mean, and I agree with other people, with the other people too, because can't we all just get along? But at the same time, he's being disrespectful to all the other Asians. I don't know.
Are you, as a white man, to be like, yeah, it's fun for me to play dress up in somebody else's skin is a, sort of my first instinct in all of this, right. Where it's like, dude, Koreans, you know, Korean Americans and stuff like that, it's, you're still a minority. You don't know what that feels like growing up feeling different. Mm-hmm. Not in LA, I mean, but in like, let's say you're my friend Nathan. He was a Korean kid growing up in the cornfields of Ohio. He had a rough go. You know what I mean? So for I'm curious to see what he feels about a guy like this, who is like, he might feel like maybe this is a guy in costume.
Yeah.
Of his not taking into consideration the difficulty that comes with being like a young Korean American, or you know,
I can see both sides. Like, and again, I know I'm not Korean, but I do see part of like
but I am black.
Rachel, like loves Jewish people. I'm like, hell yeah! Like, and she wants to be Jewish. Like, I think I don't have a problem with that. Even though some people would say I'm not Jewish, I identify as Jewish and half Jewish.
Yeah,
I think it's cool when people like this culture and want to be involved in it.
Yeah, every guy I've dated has always said that. But then, like, recently I've gotten under criticism of people saying it's fetishizing if you like a certain, like...
But that's just, like, the internet,
not,
right?
Yours doesn't read that way. This reads that way.
Like, yeah.
Also, the Jewish religion has a whole, like, ceremony they do. They have a whole program set up to
welcome
help you.
Yeah.
But, I have a friend who's also, who's interested in converting.
Really?
Yeah, one of my best friends.
Oh, I have. Yeah. It was really good because I'm kind of like on the accelerated course because we're getting married so soon. So I'm kind of like on the speed track.
Is it hard?
I mean, I literally just started a couple weeks ago, but there's a lot. Like, you have to like study everything. Like, you have to like know. And they're very philosophical. The one I'm going to is very like, it's more than just like the Judaism, like all that stuff like that, like the religion that go with it and like the dinners and the religion. Also, there's like more to it. There's like philosophy behind it and all that stuff like that. Something a lot. It's like you're reading that. Plus, you have to learn because I'm having a bat mitzvah, so you have to read that.
I can't.
Yeah, you
can
check out. I'm so excited about it.
Hard work, dude.
Yeah, it's a lot. Well, I like that's why I've been practicing. Like on the way here, we were practicing. Like I literally had my Hebrew notebook. I was like practicing my little like Hebrew for the. Because it's like the prayers are not only just the prayers, but it's also like the tones. You know, it's like it's just so much. So. Yeah, you guys should come.
Yeah, Tiffany Haddish recently had a bat mitzvah.
Is she? Did she convert? Or
she converted. Yeah, she was. I think some of her. Oh. She was adopted by. She was raised at
her
some
mentor.
Point.
I think.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
Some mentored or raised by a Jewish family at some point, and she really identified similar to you, like identify with the culture
deeply.
Yeah.
Because it is so much deeper now that I'm like I'm looking at. I'm only a few weeks into it, but there is a lot of like philosophy behind it and stuff, and it's like a lot more than. Even I was raised Catholic, so it's a lot more than even like Christianity. It's really.
Yeah. Did you get confirmed all of that?
Yeah, communion, confirmation, like.
That's cool that you guys are gonna get both. That you're gonna do both.
Yeah.
Have like
a double. Yeah, that's. I'm really excited. Well, in Israel, they're a lot more like actually kind of lenient. They offered us like a rabbi that's not a real rabbi. It just looks like a Jewish wedding, but I'm like, no, I want the real one. You know, I want the whole thing. So. Yeah. I don't know. It's really interesting. But I know people have given me criticism about, like, only dating Jewish guys and being like, what? But I'm sure
everybody does that. But people that are, they're just, their goal is to criticize. So it doesn't really matter what you say. They're going to, like, come up with, like, a thing.
Because there is, like, date whoever you want. I like Jewish guys.
Right. Like, is your fiance Jewish?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I guess having a Jewish
family. He's very Jewish.
Oh, really?
Like, he's, him and Moses look alike.
I would love that.
They've got the Jew look.
Down. I love
they've
that look.
The hair.
So, okay, another sponsorship. Again, if you want to listen to the sponsorship, just go on their podcast on Trash Tuesday on YouTube. And there's never that long, so there you go. All done.
Eat our matzo ball soup, but we do not fuck with the religion at all.
Do you like gefilte fish?
I don't.
I like gefilte fish a lot.
Oh, am I the most Jewish one in the room?
Yeah. Actually, yeah.
I know. I mean, look.
Now,
6% Ashkenazi, I think my 23 and me
says.
Are you
serious?
Actually,
what,
it's 1%. It's 1%.
Oh my God.
But I'll send it to you guys, screenshot it.
That's everything. So everyone's a little Jewish, literally except for me. I've done mine so many times and I have like none in me. It's so
you
sad.
Have zero?
Zero.
Oh,
none.
I'm peeing Trish.
Yes.
I know, I know.
Twice a day you have some in you.
I love it. That's true. I'm putting it in me.
Was Moses raised in Israel?
He grew up in Israel, and he was like raised. He had a bar mitzvah and stuff, but he's not.
Oh yeah.
Did he then? Did he have to do the whole Israeli army thing?
Yeah.
He did.
Yeah. He
so did Ela, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They both did. Yeah. You're like, it's like a thing you just do. Like you just have to. You have to. But also people just like watch him. Like can people say no? He's like, yeah, but you're just so like you're just. That's what you do. If you don't go, then they like look down upon you. So,
in
yeah.
Korea too.
Really?
Yeah. You have to. So even if you're a celebrity, let's say like you're a member of BTS. I think it's commuted, so it's shortened, but you do have to still serve.
Elvis did it.
He did?
Yeah.
Yeah, he did.
Elvis
in Korea?
Adopted. No. Was it Korea?
I was looking back, I was like, maybe he looks sort of Korean. I was like, maybe.
No, yeah, he went to Germany. That's where he met Priscilla. She was 14.
So yeah.
Yeah, as like a general. That's so crazy, because I love Elvis, and now it's really sad to know that he was like a
group. Well, looking back on all of that, you're like, ew.
Yeah.
What was the...
Jerry Lee Lewis with his 14-year-old
cousin.
Why did we? I grew up watching that movie in a really romantic, like, lens.
Was it Dennis Quaid?
That could be me one day.
Yes, Dennis Quaid.
Yeah. Yeah. Winona Ryder.
Did I tell
you
guys when I met Dennis Quaid?
You
with
had
the
Dennis.
Band Train? Did I ever tell you this?
Yeah, I love.
Remember the band Train?
Yeah.
You know what
Drops
they look like.
Drops of Jupiter, duh.
My friend was, like, randomly, like, doing their podcast at a hotel in New York.
Yeah.
And this other guy was like, come, like, let's go hang out with Train. I thought he meant let's go on the train. Like, I didn't understand. And we walked into this hotel bar and Train was there. Like,
yeah.
Train?
The whole band?
Yeah. And
wait,
you know
is it a whole band?
Pat?
Is it one guy named Train?
One guy.
No,
yeah.
There's a whole band, but the guy Pat is like the
lead
singer. And then we were like hanging out with them in the bar. And then Dennis Quaid came over and they were talking about how they love to jam. And we went up to Train's room and Dennis Quaid was like, shirtless playing acoustic guitar gin and juice. We were playing all these different songs, we're all singing. It was I saw him at the comedy store
and
I was like, do you remember when we like sang the train? He was like, yes.
And he always randomly meets the most famous poets. Like just her stories always have a combination of never just like one famous person, the oddest combination of people in a room.
When I met Train again, I was like, Train, we meet again.
Is that how you call it?
Yeah,
it?
I go, Train, like, we meet again. Because at the very end of the hang with Dennis Quaid, when I was saying goodbye, everything had been so respectful and cool. And it was when I was doing that show Girl Code, so I had to get up early. I was like, oh, I'm gonna go shoot this thing. And right before I left, the guy goes, wait, before you go, you should bang our roadie. And I like couldn't believe he fucked up this perfect night where nothing was sexual or anything.
Yeah.
And I threw my purse and I was like, Train, like, fuck you. And I left. And then I was so pissed at Train. And then I saw them a year later at a music festival that I was doing comedy at. And they had like a shitty cafeteria for the comedians, but we couldn't find it. So they finally let us go into like one of the nice cafeterias. And Train was there. And I went, Train, we meet again. And I threw my bag on. He was like, I'm sorry. We took like a selfie, so now we're fully probably trying.
So he like always remembers meeting you. Then.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
I made a scene when he did that.
Wait, Train told you to bang?
Yes.
Oh.
But he apologized.
He on Train. I would never expect that from him.
He apologized.
Isn't Dennis Quaid like dating like a 20-year-old?
Yeah, she's pretty. Though. No, I think she's old enough. I saw her.
She's
at a 30.
Club.
Yeah.
She's no, old. He was dating someone who was 30 for like 5 years. Like moved in with her, and then he. Oh yeah, this girl. He broke up with her after 8 years, and then this girl he started dating for 6 months, and they got engaged after 6 months.
That's so sad for the other girl.
Yeah, that was awful. I was like, that's so sad.
I always remember how Simon Cowell's long-term girlfriend, how he would say he would never have kids, and then he got the next girl pregnant.
Didn't
right
she
away.
Work on E or something?
She was yeah, extra.
Extra, girl. Yeah.
I always feel that's such a bummer.
Guys, you never know what's going on. She probably, like, did she want to be married to Simon Cowell? Maybe she didn't.
I feel like she, I don't know. Yeah.
Somebody once told me something really heart-wrenching when I was younger in my 20s, and it stuck with me. And it said, men don't choose the right partner, they choose the right time.
Yes, yeah. I've heard, I feel like I've heard that on Sex and the City.
Perhaps.
I heard it in my ancient, was it when I was studying Hebrew, or was it?
That show scarred me. I feel like the lesson of that show is like, get a man or you're old. It's like, it's just not good.
Or you're the slut that gets cancer. You're like, oh my God.
I know. In the beach house?
And then she chose Sinash. She's like, I want to be alone.
Okay, wow. I have a question. I've been following, I've watched all your stuff always. I've been up to date with all the like drama. What?
Drama, I know.
Like behind the scenes, what's happening with you and Hila? Because she's your sister-in-law, right?
Yeah.
And you're like kind of seem to be in like this public fight with Ethan. But yeah. are behind the scenes like is everything okay? Are you not worried long term? Because like you know you guys are kind of your family.
Yeah. It really, yeah, it's such a messy thing. I should note that I was like gonna come on here even before Frenemies ended because we had this booked like before, and then Frenemies ended, and I was like, oh. And hopefully you guys don't get hate for having me on because I did one interview since Post Frenemies and we got so much hate. Like, we hate ourselves. There's a big hate campaign right now around me.
Don't worry about it. We don't
okay,
believe
we're
in that.
Okay.
Inner locus of control.
Yeah. No, I've always been fine with her. Actually, she's always been really nice. I have no...
Okay. I know you guys don't think that Trisha... I know you guys think Trisha hates Hila, but all her breakdowns... All her breakdowns were towards Hila was when, well, she was having a breakdown. I mean, she couldn't really control her emotions then. She was just having a breakdown and she didn't really control it well. That was it. I mean, she doesn't really have bad feelings towards Hila. Ethan, yeah, maybe. No, for sure. But Hila... I don't think so.
Issues with Hila. It's like literally was between me and Ethan, but Ethan.
There you go. See?
And obviously it's his wife, obviously. Yeah. But like personally, like, you know, we haven't talked or anything, but like I'm totally like we've never had an issue. I think it's more because I'm like
People stop bringing things up that was like a year ago. Like stop. They probably hashed it out already. And Trisha apologized to Ethan, like they're not good, but they're not bad either, you know? They're not good with each other, but they're not bad with each other, you know? So stop, people. Just stop commenting rude things just to comment rude things, okay? Just stop.
Ethan and I'm like totally over it now. I mean, I don't know, but...
Have you guys talked?
No, we're like...
Really?
Yeah.
Did you guys, during that time that things were going down, like, consider... Like, you know how they have those work therapists?
Oh, there's a couples therapist before.
For the workplace and stuff?
Wow. I've had to do that.
I would do that. Really?
With who?
Donut. The dog looks good.
No, I was on a show where I was co-starring with my best friend at the time. And, like, it was really a lot. Mm. Like, we were doing so much. And so we, like, saw a therapist for a few sessions and it really helped us.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think
end the show.
Yeah, peacefully.
Yeah.
No, the network ended the show.
Well, that is a really tricky thing and a really big gamble to work with family or work with really like close friends.
But also, the show was called Frenemies, so you knew there was like the contention.
Yes.
Yeah, and that's what everyone was saying too. They're like, "Well, that is the show," and it's like, I always thought that was the show too, you know. But then, you know, it's fine. It is what it is. But like, yeah, I always thought that too. I feel like if it was like a reality show, like the drama helps it.
Yeah.
But I think there was just like a point of just not, it's not working anymore. And so they're very like no drama, and I'm very drama unintentionally, but
I understand your point of view, your side of I understand what happened from what I understand, whatever. But I'm curious, do Moses and Hila, like, are they like back channeling like what you and Ethan are fighting? Are they like, because they're brother and sister, like everything's okay? Like,
yeah, you know, I know. I guess that was my issue, because Ethan said like Hila's family is so mad at him. We talked to his mom this morning, and she was, I love Trish, like, tell her I love her, and like his brother's coming out to stay with us. Like, we're all cool, like the family. Again, they like him and Hila probably talk and stuff like that, but he doesn't like tell me as much or whatever. But Ethan's like dragged his mom into it and all this stuff like that. So it's becoming more of a family issue than it had to be, in my opinion. Because it really was, like, I had this issue with Ethan, and I get, okay, it also involves you, like, that's your wife. But then, like, involving the family in Israel and this, you know, because they're all like, we're cool. We thought it was done as of this morning. Like, we thought everything, you know, whatever. So, yeah, I don't know. I haven't heard from like either of them. Like, hopefully, I mean, we have a wedding, and so hopefully, and we did family activities before.
Yeah, and like you and Moses want to start a family, and they obviously have kids. It's like, you guys are going to be a family regardless.
Yeah,
so
right,
there's going to be babies involved.
Yeah, I think, I feel like time is so fresh and stuff like so, like, right now it's just like a lot of like whatever.
Well,
so
it's not different from any other family drama, right? Like, these things happen in our own families. Yours is just heightened because it's in the public eye,
right.
So it's like, that's when it gets a little
and
bit.
She made a lot of
okay. Which I deleted. I'm like, you know,
did?
Yeah, I deleted all of them, because I really am like, okay, let me just disengage and not do this, because like going back and forth, like obviously we just don't see eye to eye, so it's just like a lot.
Yeah.
So I just kind of pulled the plug on that. But like when you were saying that, like, you started the show and it's hard to work with family, like I think at the time me and Moses were like just started officially dating for like a month. So I think in his head, like everyone else is like, oh, this is like not gonna last. But everyone said, like, even when me and Moses dating, they told Moses like, don't date Trisha, it's gonna end in disaster. So I don't know why he decided to start a show with me if he thought our relationship would end in a disaster. But
it is, I mean, you guys are unfortunately magic together.
Me and Ethan, I know, it's really sad. It's really sad. I am very sad.
My
about
mom,
it.
She doesn't watch anything. She didn't even watch my own podcast. She watches Frenemies.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they probably don't talk about it.
Yesterday, darling, you have Trisha tomorrow. And I'm like, oh my God, Ma, watch my shit. Subscribe to mine.
You do. You're like, I put all these podcasts. Did your mom talk like that? Does she have an accent?
Yeah, she's a really thick accent.
Love accents. I love accents.
But she's in love with you.
Oh, is she here? Is she here in
no,
LA?
No, she's not.
Oh, you should.
She should be upstairs cleaning, but.
I don't want to like make you feel bad about it, because I think like that it just happens. But do you feel like? Because I have seen you guys have quit before. Do you feel like this quit is going to stick, or is there any chance?
You know, for me, I did. I quit the show like 3 times, and then brought Dr. Drew back, and it was fine. So for me, in my head, when I say I quit something, like, and this is it's a toxic pattern, so I'm not saying it's okay, but every time I quit, or if I just, you know, I don't know what this anymore was, if I'd always be like, I want to break up with you, and then he just like, in an hour, I'm like totally fine.
I do that too much.
Right. Okay. Yeah. You get it. So that's how I was. I was pissed after our argument. But then, literally, an hour later, he's like, hey, we paid $5,000 for this rage room tomorrow. Do you want to do it? I'm like, obviously, yes. So I was like, down to film the next day. It was going to be fine. And then he texted me. I was like, the crew's really mad at you.
Right. And that made you feel like alienated.
Yeah. So then I was like, oh, well, then I'm just like quitting. And I did my I quit video. And then it turned into a snowball into his thing. Because then he did a video about.
Do you
like,
feel as though when you put a video out like that, that you can't, you now you have to double down? Like, you ever feel that way where you're like, you impulsively feel so rageful?
Yeah.
And then even though you're not necessarily feeling like you want, like, follow through with the quitting, but now it's out there, so you have to double down on that decision?
Yeah. I was doing that, like, tenfold. I was doubling down, you know what I mean? And then there is a point of, like, almost, like, no return, right? Like, I felt, in my opinion, that I was being, like, respectful, like, you know, because there was a time when I like came for Ela when she wasn't even involved. That was 6 months ago, and we like, I thought we moved past it, and then he threw it in my face again this past time, and it was like so ugly and so awful, and it was just all on my end, not Ela's side. So this time I was like, you know, I didn't name call, which is like a huge improvement for me. Usually I like, when I'm in a fight, I like name call, I want to like, I'm the meanest. So I thought this time I like handled myself well, but for some reason this was like the biggest one that everyone's hanging on to, and like, we hate Trisha now. So it's
well, I could tell that the way you handled the fight that they aired on the show, it's like, you clearly were trying like a new coping mechanism of just like, I'm gonna, like, you're like, let's end it. Like, you're powering down, like, let me walk away from the situation, which like is the kind of a right move, right?
I'm different. I come from a very, very dysfunctional family. So it's like, let's lay it all out and let's work through it. Because ultimately, I know that we love each other. That's an undeniable fact. We're just not working through the other stuff that is muddying up the water. So like, my thing is to not ever run away, which is maybe a very unhealthy pattern for me, because I stick around in possibly like make bad relationships for way long. But I, and in therapy, I talk about it, is like, why is my threshold so high? Like, why do I want to always make it
dig
work?
In?
Yeah, like I'm like, come on, we got this, we can do this. And I think that ultimately I do that if I feel like there is this like foundation of like love there.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that you know, it speaks to you guys, but like, and again, I don't know you and Ethan in that way.
Yeah.
But when I look at you guys together and that dynamic, like there is that like tangible love. Like,
yeah.
I see it, you
yeah.
know?
Yeah, and I think that's why also too it was like so explosive, because it's always the people around me that like get it the worst. Like, I'm never like, I don't just walk on people I don't know, you know.
Yeah.
It's like I keep that in, but I feel like it is the people closest to me. Like, me and Moses had a really big one last year that like, that's when I was like, okay, I really do need to get on medication, because I have like, because I do have something wrong with me. I'm borderline and I'm schizophrenic, and so I just got on medication for that, and like I feel like it's helped a lot. But the problem is I was got put on the medication at the end of May, and this was June 8th. So I think like during the transition time, like it takes like 4 to 6 weeks for medication. I probably like shouldn't have been on the podcast, because I think it was just like, I felt like, like you were saying, I felt like I was trying to disengage, because that's the issue, like,
yeah.
In borderline.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're like, same thing with Moses, because it's like, for me, I just get angrier and angrier,
yeah.
Which is like not good. But when I sleep on something, I'm like, oh no, what did I do? You know, I felt, so that's where the doubling down then came in. But yeah, I feel like I should have been, I don't know. I feel like it's just too far gone.
You never know.
I don't, yeah.
Yeah,
I think
yeah.
that like really you have no control over what other people think of you
yeah.
or feel about
yeah.
you, especially in this like public eye that you're in. So it's really like just being true to yourself, learning your own lessons, being your best self, and like not being mad at yourself for things you did, and just like having an open heart.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Like, that's where I'm at too, because I would spiral before. And I think a lot of it is I'm codependent on Moses, and I have Moses. And I think if I didn't, if I was like single, I would like spiral
yeah.
so much, because that's what I used to do all the time to the internet. Crazy or whatever, but I feel like now it's like, or even being here, you know, just
mm-hmm.
being around like people outside of the internet, because his fans are so hardcore and
yeah.
they're like, F you, and all this like crazy stuff. So it's like, oh my god. But then like being here and you're like, we don't care what, you know, like
yeah.
the real like other people, like it is, it's really between me and Ethan, and then
yeah.
obviously people in front of me's fans are upset or whatever. But I don't know, when you get in the real world, they're like, okay, it's not as serious as
yeah.
it feels. And yeah, I can't change what I did. I did an apology, he didn't accept it, and that's totally fine. But
yeah.
it's like, there's nothing more I can do. I can't go back in time.
That's almost better
one.
Though, because
yeah.
you did it for yourself, and it
yeah.
wasn't like, I really have been trying in my life to not do things to get an outcome from something,
mm-hmm.
you know, and just to really do it like from me outward, and then whatever
yes.
happens.
That's so, you know what, I said that in my apology too, because I was like, you know, maybe this is kind of selfish that I want to do this for me, because I feel really bad about it. And the people were like, wow, the apology wasn't for Ethan, like you're just doing it for selfish reasons. And I was like, but in a way, like that is what I had to take
yeah.
from it, because he didn't want to accept it. And again, it's fine, but it's like I had to release it for me, because I felt so much guilt.
Yeah.
For
it's
how
always
I handled
like, it. Like, no matter what you do, you're always, you're at that level where there's always going to be people who are upset about what you did. And you know what, like,
yes. It is what it sounds like.
Commenters are like 0.5% of the actual people who are watching. And I think Kalila told
mom.
Me.
Yeah.
My mom, while she's really upset about the breakup, she's like, I love both of them.
Aww.
She's not siding
yeah.
with anyone.
I love that.
And those are the true stands.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah. It's like the people who are just watching quietly. Like you said, like most people are watching quietly. They buy a couple tickets to the live show. They buy their merch, and they never voice their opinion. And I feel like that is, you have to remember that's the majority of who we're like here to entertain.
And
mm-hmm.
also you have no clue. Like so many times, like if I've like gotten triggered by a comment that someone made, if I go back at them, they're like, oh my God, I'm so sorry, I'm a big fan. It's like, so I'm really trying to like release my judgment even on people that are. Not as well as potassium.
But I think that it's a way to also like protect yourself, to sort of play up this like persona
yeah.
so that you keep a little bit of yourself to just you, like only my family really knows me in this capacity.
Mm-hmm.
Like at least for me,
I think I used to be like that. Like I used to be like this like really hardcore dumb. I was trying to be like, so like, I love Trump and just like anything.
I don't get people. I don't really see that much lies, I guess, in this podcast. At least where Trisha is concerned, anyway. Huh. Weird.
That was opposite of me because I thought, like, if it
I mean, not that much. Not that much, okay? And at least for me, I don't see it.
Wasn't me to know one news. I think I used to be like that a lot. I'm trying to be more authentic, but it is hard. I think I'm, you know, I don't know.
It's hard to know. Like, I feel like I've had people ask me that, like, are you really like that, or are you just playing a character? And I'm always like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like kind of blurred because you're used to playing like characters, so you're like, I don't know if this is like.
Well, sometimes with Esther, I'm like, you don't know what a noogie is. I'm like, is that real? And then she really doesn't know what a fucking noogie is.
We gave
is.
Her a noogie right. for the first time last episode.
Oh, how'd that go?
But I'll be like, I'm like wanting it to be a character. I'm like,
she said
you don't
it
know
felt nice.
Oh.
She liked it.
It was like a gentle one.
Are you an only child?
I'm a half only child, so I have a half older sister, 7.
Okay, so you want to see.
No.
Yeah, wedgie.
No wedgies, no. I don't. That shit is like, that's like, isn't that illegal? It's like
yeah,
assault.
It's
probably,
illegal.
Yeah, now it is for sure. Or the wet willies where they're like, looking for your ear.
A guy, my guy friend did that to me in the entire 6 months.
It is disgusting.
It's
like,
horrible.
Get spit off. Get your COVID on my fucking ear.
Yeah, it's so nasty.
I have some weird ear sensory issues, so you cannot touch my ear. Like, that's like, have you seen Something About Mary, Warren?
Yes.
The kid who has to wear earmuffs?
Mm.
Like, that's me. If you fuck with my ears or come close to it, like, I'm putting hands on
oh
you.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
what is
so
it?
I understand the wet willy thing, Esther. I have bad ears. Like, I have swimmer's ears. So I grew up with a lot of, like, ear infections and just, like, sensitivity around it. So, like, I don't like.
You know who gives wet willies, though, and it's actually so funny, is John Cleese. Yeah. It's so funny. Like, when you meet him. And
his daughter is a comic,
yeah,
right? Camilla? No, yeah.
But so he, like, he'll, like, reach around, like, hug you, and then, like, in a picture. And it's, I'm telling you, he's, like, someone that I grew up, like, idolized. It's the funniest. But
no.
He wouldn't be able to reach. I honestly think he's very tall. I don't know if he would even be able to.
I don't care who you are.
What if you idolize them? Like, do you have someone that you're obsessed with?
Lady Gaga.
Could she give you a wet willy? What if Stop. Lady Gaga gave you?
No.
If Lady Gaga gave you a wet willy.
No, that's like
it's
a
real
vibe.
Now.
Okay,
now we know it's real. Now
hang on.
Know.
Then what would you say? How would you say? Well, how would you reject her wet willy?
I'd be like, Gaga. Like,
Nana.
Nana.
I would be, I don't know. I would be like.
Would you poker?
What if she would say? Would you be pissed? Or would you be like, oh, fine. Like, it happened.
I would have to move on quickly because I love her so much, but and I would probably my time is probably limited, but that would be tricky. I don't know. That's fucking
oh
violation.
God. I wanna see what Esther's like when her time's limited. I mean, she's never had limited time. I've always given her all the
unlimited.
Time.
I would let my idol like shit on me. I wouldn't care. Yeah, I would be like, just do it. You know, like I love Gerard Way from My Chemical Romance. I would definitely let him like shit on me. I would
like straight in the chest, like a hot car.
I feel like chest is like very sexual. So maybe since I'm engaged, maybe like on my face with not sexual. It's just gross. I'd just be like, oh yeah, that's him. I would.
Yeah. Love him.
Oh, he's like my.
Oh, he'd be so,
is
like,
he your
oh,
sad boy 2005?
Oh yeah, we copy every music video from them. Like, we are an unofficial MCR tribute band. So instead of doing their music because we don't want to get copyright, I just like wrote songs to fit the music videos that I love in them. But we do shot by shots of all their videos. We have one next week that's like a $300,000 music video, and it's their World War II one. And we got like a World War II boat. We're like on
that's
the
so
beach.
Cool.
Like, we
are
got bomb explosions. Yeah, I keep saying this on every podcast I go on, but I'll say it again in case he's listening. If you perform at my wedding, I'd give him my life savings right now as of this day to perform one song. Because I'm walking down the aisle to Helena.
I love Helena.
It's my favorite song.
I cry to that song.
It's so, like, that song, like, resonates with me
yeah.
so much. Like, I'm just like.
Esther, you have to get this to happen. This is your way.
You have so many connections, so if you can get that to happen.
I mean, we look alike.
Esther's going to dress like him and show up.
Just show up and sing.
I
know, Esther, you're Dave Grohl forever.
I know.
Oh, I love Dave Grohl, though.
By the way, Dave Grohl was at the party that you couldn't make it to. Whitney had a party
oh, yeah.
at that was like for the, it was like a, she put on like an unofficial premiere for
The Craft.
The Craft,
yeah.
And Dave Grohl was there, and I tried to take a picture with him for you, and Whitney was like, get away from him. And I was like, okay.
You do know everybody.
Yeah,
everywhere you're at, like, Dave Grohl,
I mean, I'm blessed.
If you see him, text me. He doesn't go out. He's like a recluse. But if you ever see him, text me. I would drop everything. Actually, I'd be too scared to meet him, actually.
Now, you drop a lot of money on these music videos.
It's the best.
Yeah,
do
like
you make it
much.
Back?
No, I make like $1,000 on a music video. Maybe not even that.
I want to clarify what music. I liked your music video to Moses. That was
yes,
the one I was
that
talking
one.
About.
Oh, that one.
That
was so cute.
We have another one coming out together that we're doing. Yeah, with all in Hebrew, actually. Yeah, the whole Hebrew song. But thank you. That's so funny. It's so funny because that was like meant to be like funny and a joke. And people like, that got the
it
most
was so
Hebrew
cute.
Thanks. Yeah, I liked having him on there. He used to play like Jesus in like TV shows and stuff like that. So I think like it was made sense for like biblical Moses to come out. Oh, that means a lot. I love it. I love having him in the music video. He's gonna be in this next one. He'll be. I just want him everything.
Does he like being there?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, because he like acted briefly for a short time in his life as Jesus, and I feel like he's not a he's
what a
not,
career.
Like, yeah, he was Jesus in like everything. But
an actual architect. Jesus was an architect and a wood maker,
is,
like a carpenter.
He's literally a carpenter. He makes like tables out of wood. He's literally Jesus.
He is Jesus.
Yeah, and he's born in Israel. Like he's you know like just right by Bethlehem. It's a whole Bethlehem house.
The specific goal was for Israel to pay because Bobby went there for 3 weeks and so they pay it's like an all expense paid vacation and it was just a bunch of Asian Americans. So it was Bobby Lee,
what?
Steve Byrne, and a couple other like big people and Asian people in the industry, and they were there for a while and they got like wine and dine.
Why?
They just
perform?
Want people to stay. They want to convert them. They're like convert.
Oh, oh yeah.
Maybe
weird.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Did he perform there?
No.
Was he single at the time?
No, we were together. He's like, can I? I'm Jewish.
Let me in.
That is so, I feel like that reminds you of like how like you hear the stories how hot models in LA get like all expenses paid stuff.
So yeah. Dubai and all those things. That could be, I mean, I think most of all his girlfriends over there were Asian. So I don't know if there's a guy in there, but like all the one he dated him, and he's like, I'm like, oh, that's Zion. Problems that you like, you know, Asian. I'm sorry. And he's like, no, it just like happened to be that.
You apologize. You're like, I'm so sorry. I'm not Asian. I'm sorry.
I apologize.
Well, you can become one now. We found out.
Wait, what if they sent Bobby there to like try and take the Asian women away from the Jewish men, so that the Jews would be together and the Asians would be together?
I don't know.
Well,
that's
I just feel like Asian women find their way everywhere because I like all the Mexican boys that used to come to. Santa Fe to work in the restaurant.
Yeah,
they were like there were these rich kids in Chihuahua. They would come work at the restaurants and like live in Santa Fe for like 6 months, and I would always bang them, wait tables with them. But they would always have like Asian girlfriends back home. In Mexico. I just feel like you're, like the Asian community is like we're down.
Okay? Yeah, I think they're just open. 90 Day Fiance is always like from Philippines, like that. I think they're just open to like.
I hate the way the Filipinos are portrayed, though, on 90 Day Fiancé.
You do?
It really hurts my feelings.
Get on.
Wait, what? Okay,
I think I can get you on there.
I loved Ed and Rose.
That's really bad.
Oh, that's controversial.
I like Rose, I guess.
Right,
yes,
right.
I do like Rose.
Okay.
I just, like, they gave him too much of, too much of a platform to make people think that she was only in it for... Like, it's as if it wasn't both ways. As if there weren't things to be had for both of them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And not to say that...
I'm sorry, I have to say this again. This podcast
like, dude,
is surprisingly
like,
funny.
In it for something, too.
You
like,
hope
let's
she's
call this. This is a fucking...
He was, like, really not...
Call it what it is. Like, a mutual transaction.
Yeah.
Like, she's not taking advantage of you. You're equally taking advantage
Trash
of her.
Trash Tuesday podcast is awesome.
I'm so angry at that because poor Rose, she was like, oh, like, I have a stomach ulcer. Like, I can't, like, control, like, the acidity of, like, my breath and stuff.
Mm.
And when I would see her cry because there was a language barrier and her not being able to express her rage towards him really made me feel sad. And I'm
but
like,
it was
dude,
fun to watch. I mean, she was, you did get to see she was pissed. Like, she looked like, I think she came out looking good.
Thank God.
Yeah, she didn't leave him, right?
Yeah.
Was it, she left the hotel that they were at. And,
I think
like,
she,
went.
Yeah, and then she ended up with a woman.
Yeah.
He really pissed her. She's like, that.
We had Ed on Tiger Belly.
Oh, you did?
We did.
How was it?
Did it air?
One of our remote episodes. He was nice. He was, as you would, perfect himself.
Yeah.
But I couldn't, I have trouble like confronting people like when they're guests on our show. Because I'm like, I don't want to do that now. So I feel like I missed my opportunity to be like, why'd you do my girl dirty like that? You know?
Yeah.
Got her breath.
You can do it in a nice way because you're so nice. I feel like you could do it in a good way, like a way that, especially because he probably, you know, I don't know. Also,
I know Lix comes out. You gotta watch Licks. Out. I didn't FaceTime with this bitch. I was like, whoa.
It does. It does take a lot for me to snap, but when I do, it yeah. But
I would love to get snapped at by you,
right, by me,
because I feel like I would just like I want
Esther, you. If I snap at you, I think that this friendship we can recover because I'm gonna go for the low blows.
Yeah, that's me too. I'll snap at you. I can do it. I'll trigger me. I mean, yeah, I do it just quicker. I have but I do hold things in too. I think even the thing with me, Ethan, I think I held in so much. I'm like, I should probably talk about things. And then I do snap, and then it just becomes like a lot. This is why you get me in trouble. Sometimes it's like fun. It's like exciting, you know, like to whatever. Like it keeps you on your toes. But I don't do it with Moses anymore. But for like the first like 6 months of our relationship, like I definitely was like on that line of like throwing his keys over the fence, and then like we're fighting, and then we'd make up. Like it was definitely that, but we're not that anymore. Because he ended up just leaving. He's like, okay, too many, but now we're cool.
You're like, okay, I saw him at the line.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Because he was always like so cool. I'd like throw his keys out, and he'd be like fine or whatever, but.
Dude, I used to do that to guys, and then when I to Dave, the first time I was like, I think we should just break up, and then he was looked at me, he's like, okay, and I was like, never mind, I'm sorry.
Oh, instant regret.
I try so hard to not do that. I really try to like really wait until I need it.
Yeah. My favorite part about being on FaceTime with Annie is that when Todd, let's say for instance, like she, you know, he misses, it's like something so stupid around the house that maybe he didn't do. My favorite thing that makes me laugh so hard is, Todd, you're single. You're single, okay?
Oh, my God.
Todd's single. And I'll be like, wow, you really, like, let me mess the living room up today. This has been sitting here for all day.
Look at you, Todd.
I feel like this podcast is over right now, so thank you for listening, and I hope you guys like this content because this is what this podcast is going to be. It's me reacting to YouTube videos, basically. And maybe TikToks. I don't know. So, yeah. Okay. Thank you for listening, and goodbye.